We tried to hook up with our next guest in Florida last year at the draft because we wanted to talk about Austin Matthews and in town or recently at a Flames game. And we never connected, but we connected today. So we're very excited to have Mark Crawford on with us today. Mr. Crawford, how are you?
I'm doing very good. Yes, we have tried to get together a number of times. Great to finally have it come to fruition.
Oh, I appreciate that. Before we do anything, what I need to do is find out the real skinny on our friend Rob Cookson. Because Cookie speaks really highly of you. I'm still looking for someone to speak highly of Rob. Are you a fan of Mr. Cookson's?
Yeah, Rob's done a remarkable job. You know, I've known Rob for a number of years. We worked together with the national team. And Rob is my assistant for the last 4 years. And I thought he took a huge step. The biggest thing probably was working actually on the bench and being a bench coach. With us in Zurich, it really helps change your perspective, I think, of players. He's always had the video gene. He's always had the assessment gene. He's always had the ability to break down the game quite well. But I think you put and add the piece of Rob being able to manage people in a game setting now. That's a big part of coaching. And to tell you the truth, it's probably the most fun part of coaching.
That's interesting that you go that direction, Mark, because, of course, we would always ask you about development, and I want to ask you about one of the young guys you worked with. But as a head coach, I guess in that case, you're also acting as a mentor in a development for a guy coming onto the bench. That's not as easy as some would think, is it?
No, it's not. And I think that, in this game, you're always learning. So that's a big part of what it is that you do, or that I do. I mean, you want to keep trying to improve your own skills. You're always looking for new ideas, and I guess in Rob's case, you're looking for new adventures, and you're looking for an ability to grow your own talents. And so, it is a big part of it. I've had some great mentors along the way. I've had some wonderful coaches that I've coached with, so I think I have a real good idea about the talent that coaches have, but I also have a good idea of what's necessary in the staff to make it go and how everything kind of works together.
Mark, tell me about, because when anybody talks about Austin Matthews, the first thing they get to is his choice to go play professional hockey rather than go to Everett in the Western Hockey League. You were his head coach this year. Tell me about your time with Austin Matthews.
Well, to start off, I'd say this. He had the opportunity to go three ways. He could go U.S. University. He had a number of schools going after him there. He, as you said, he could play in the Western Hockey League. Or, he could come with us. And we told him right off the bat, we said, hey, you can't make a bad choice here, Austin. They're all good. They all have their strengths. They all have their positive issues. And they've all have maybe some drawbacks. At the end of the day, you have to do what's right for you. And I think that's probably the number one rule of recruiting. And in recruiting, you have to really make people comfortable with the choice that they're making. And I thought we did a great job of convincing Austin and his family that we would be able to give him a great program. First of all, we felt that we could give him the ability to play against men, and that he was going to be playing against men the upcoming season. Why not start it a year earlier? The second part was, the practice situation that we had. We thought it was a great developmental area in Switzerland. We play basically 2.5 games a week, and you have lots of practice time. There is no problem with players being tired or fatigued, because our longest road trip was a 3-hour bus ride. So, fatigue wasn't a part of it. And it's much like an American League schedule, probably a cross between an American League schedule and a U.S. college schedule. And on the other side of it, we felt that, with myself being there and we ran things like an NHL team, that he would benefit from practicing at the pace and style that NHL clubs do. And all of those things considered, the facility that we have, they all played a part in it. And as I said at the start, he couldn't make a bad decision, but you're selling the program, you're selling what's best for him, and we're very happy that he chose to come with us. It really was a shot in the arm for Swiss ice hockey, and I got to tell you, Rob, it was so fun having a talented player like him again. I've had some great ones, and he's right up there with all of them. Like, he is a talented, talented young man.
Tell me about working with him and what your plan was for him, Mark, because I'm not talking about the caliber of play. I'm just talking about the situation. It almost strikes me a little bit like an American Hockey League, you know, where you get the young player, you're going to develop him. You know he's not going to be part of your team for a long time. Your job is to really get him ready for the next level. Or am I misrepresenting what it was?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of that. And because we knew we were having him for the entire year, we really zeroed in on what it was that we felt he needed in his game. And a big part of that is talking with the player, talking with the agent, and really getting them to build some ownership into what it is you're going to do. Austin's biggest need is to continue to learn to play the game when you're going to be playing against great players. And to tell you the truth, we thought he'd have a bit more of a difficult time in the Swiss League, but he came in right away, and where we thought he'd be a top six forward and work his way up to being a top three forward, and we thought he'd be good at the end of the year, he was a good player right away. And he took over games almost right away. So, again, you know, we really wanted him to practice and play like he was preparing to be in the NHL. So everything that we did was geared towards him learning actually how he had to play when he was in the NHL. So, you know, good players oftentimes, the big reason that they're good is they've got the puck all the time, and that is Austin Matthews. He's got the puck all the time. He's really good with the puck, carries speed through the neutral zone extremely well, protects the puck really well. His puck handling skills are off the chart good. I mean, he just... there's so many things that he does that you just go, wow, did I just see that? But the other part of it is because he's so good, he can pick the puck away from people. He sometimes gets on the wrong side of people, and you know that he's not going to get away with that at the next level. So we would constantly be reaffirming that that element in his game so that he'd learn the way that he needed to learn so that he'd be that much better when he's playing in the World Championship here starting tomorrow, when he starts to play in the NHL next year. There, everybody's good. Everybody protects the puck well, and you get on the wrong side of them, you're going to be in some trouble, even if you have a talent level like Austin Matthews.
In conversation with Mark Crawford, our guest here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Mark, tell me about your 4 years in Zurich. I mean, Austin Matthews was 1 year. What kind of teaching were you doing over there? What was the role of you know, a coach in that league with the type of players that you saw come through the door?
Well, first of all, you get back to coaching again, Rob. You know, that's probably the number one best byproduct for me. There was only Rob and myself, so you know, I've been used to having staffs where you've got four and five assistant coaches, and you're managing, you know, the strength and conditioning guys, the equipment managers, the medical people. You're managing the staff as well as coaching. And there's a lot of elements to deviate your time. Well, there, it's pure coaching again. So it's much like I was back in junior again, or I was back in the American League. And the purity of coaching comes back to you. And you know what? I really became good at it again. Mainly because, you know, I was watching the video, I was doing our analytics, I was taking the scoring chances, you were having much more conversations with the individual players because, you know, the buck stopped with me and there was only the two of us, Rob and myself, there. So from that standpoint, it's a great, great lesson, and it's a real good, good approach for me to have to really be involved at the absolute proper level. And so from there, I think the other positive things is you're dealing with a different culture of player and, you know, obviously a different language as well, but they grow up differently. They grow up much differently than North Americans. Their hockey sense isn't as good. So you have to make sure that you're on top of things with them all the time. We had a very young team. We had five 18-year-olds in our lineup this year. So, you know, with young players, the rule is you've usually got to show them a lot more. You've got to point out their There are pluses and there are minuses a lot more. And it was just real good for me to work with a different type of athlete. It really forced me to find better ways to give my messages, to find better ways to improve my message giving. And then finally, this was something that I never, ever would have considered, never thought it was going to be a big part of why I enjoyed Europe so much. But over there, your imports, they're also your social group. So I was always good with my players in the NHL, but I never got close to them. Not that kind of close. I mean, we had the closeness with a lot of our imports players where myself and my wife, we would babysit for these guys. So you get to know these people personally. And two things happen, Rob. You know, your relationship becomes stronger. They see you in a different light. They see you as the guy that plays with their son or their daughter. They see you as the guy that's got a couple of different layers. And from my standpoint, it was good because I think I never wanted to jeopardize the closeness. And my message giving was probably better. It took a better edge. Or maybe I took a little bit of the edge off of my relationship with players. And it carried over to the Swiss players. So, you know, I thought that ended up probably being the biggest attribute that I got from coaching in Switzerland. I'm a better communicator now. And it's largely because of all those reasons. Doing it, secondly, doing it with a different style of player, and then making sure that I was taking a little bit of the edge off because I'm a little bit closer with the players and they're a little bit closer with me.
Mark, one last one for me. And I want to go back to part of that answer. You talked about analytics. That has certainly become a big, you know, part of the game here in the last couple of years. And I just assumed it would be, you know, kind of the NHL with the big money. You were doing analytics over there?
Well, yeah, we didn't do it on as large a scale, but yes, we did. We did exits, we did entries. You know, we did shots of all kinds: shot attempts, shots made, goals, all that sort of thing. We did a lot of puck recovery. And puck battle analytics. We did weighted scoring chances as well. So, you know, when you're actually doing it, nothing gets lost in the translation. And it's time-consuming, but you really get to know your team well. And that's, to me, that's the value of analytics. You have to have the information that you're gathering be useful. And I thought it was really useful. We really could get an idea on what players were doing when they were moving the puck out of the zone, which guys were hanging on to the puck and making plays, which guys were just dumping pucks, which guys weren't completing passes, that sort of thing. Same thing entering the zone. You know, it's always the bottom line in analytics is people talk about possession. Well, you want to continue to have possession, but how do you get it? How do you maintain it? How do you utilize the puck when you've got it? Those are the things that you get the answers for. Same thing with shots and zone entries and zone starts and things like that. That really dictates a little bit of your possession numbers. But it was a good education for us. And I started looking at players a little bit differently because now you're really watching them that much closer. So, again, it's all in the eyes of the user. It has to be useful information. I think it can be very useful information in talking with your players, because it's just another resource. You know, you have to be able to give them good information, and the analytics information sometimes it really piques their interest, and it gets them maybe to work at stuff a little bit more.
Well, it's taken a while for us to have this conversation, but damn, I'm glad we had it. Mark, thank you for this. Looking forward to seeing Austin Matthews in the NHL next year. I look forward to seeing you back in the NHL next year. Thanks for spending some time with us.
All right, he's a good one. People will really like him. Those Toronto people got luck.